Our next reader is Doug McPherson, who recently moved from Kirksville to Manchester, Missouri. Please welcome Doug.
Actually, I've moved again from Manchester to Valley Park now, but West County is still a far ways away from here. My poem, too, had a more original title than Michael Castro's. It was first entitled Flood Poem. Now it's called Let Water Decide. One. I've been landlocked all my life. I'm connected to sea only in wind. Tonight, walking home, I hear wind and sky, a tempest that caves in between the houses, smashes into streets, rolls itself, doubles up, trips down the street, guesses my oblivious crossing. Two. I had to fly over an ocean to stand on a frozen Baltic, guessing people's love for land from footprints. I lay down and thought of the river, Rikanyeva, twisting over land, pushing earth into islands, and how Russians let water decide for them how they would live. Three. A cold train car carried me to Riga, where I drank from the Daugava, the Latvian name for the river, reveled in song. Latvians would even risk hints of cyanide in the water. I never wanted to know the name Russians levied on it. Four. This car wash mist reminds me of Niagara Falls. I'd never before watched so much Weather Channel. It made me take rain for granted. I'd forge forecasts in the sky. I'd forget about wind and sea. Five. We forgot Ole Miss songs. Old Man River. We forgot the river's lust for land, dry from so much absence. We never sang with sandbags. We only sang when the black man was alone with white folks on a drowning river. Six. Rain looks like snow and dusky lamplight tonight, yet radio warnings go on. My notebook has raindrop scars. Dry pages soak ink of wet ears, wet lips, drying mouths of a night with our clothes still on, and our shoed feet reminding us of our ankles. And I'd just like to read one more poem. It deals with rain. And at the time I was writing this, it had been raining for several days on end. And I had just, I guess in the back of my mind, I had on my mind a classmate of mine that had recently died rather suddenly. And it's dedicated to him. Raining for days. For Steve. I hear rain, but only in what it touches. Rusting roof shingles, dense summer concrete, rotting tree limbs, evergreen buds. In its own puddles and how it echoes through walls. The clouds never seem to open up or seep from pores. I look up, eyelids shutter out rainfall. Cannot see how rain falls from these clouds. It wants me to see less, wants me to guess its plunge from horizon stairs only. Thank you.